Hey, good morning. This is Pastor Stoles calling. Welcome to our Sunday worship. We will be using page 5. The scripture lessons that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Isaiah 11, 1-5. Galatians 4. 1-7, Luke 2:33-40, and the closing hymn 50. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us. And for his sake, grant us remission of our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believes on his name, he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And the Lord be with you. And let us pray. O God, so rule and govern the hearts and the minds by your Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end things and the day of thy judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here, and dwell with you forever hereafter. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The first reading, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 5. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be girdle of his loins, and faithfulness will be the girdle of his reins. So far. The next reading, Galatians chapter 4, 1 to 7. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is but a child, differs nothing from the servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of his father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent forth his Spirit, the Spirit of his Son, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but your Son, and if a son, then an heir of God, through Christ. So far. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, 33 to 40. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. And yes, the sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phallu, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 70 years from her virginity. And she was a widow, about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in at that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So far. As I said earlier, my sermon is based upon the gospel reading. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just who were these two Christmas worshipers? Well, Luke describes the first as Simeon. He was a just and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost had assured him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The other is Anna. She's called a prophetess of great age. A widow of about 84 years. Both Simeon and Anna were present when Mary and Joseph brought the infant Jesus to the temple at Jerusalem for the very first time. The story of Simeon and Anna is an appropriate lesson for this Christmas season, because it relates how they found Jesus, and it describes the spiritual joy that filled their hearts because of this great discovery. They found Jesus. Well, this is a human way of speaking, but in reality, no one finds Jesus. Jesus really finds us. We don't seek him. He is the good shepherd who came to seek and to save that which was lost. And neither Simeon nor Anna were the first to learn of the Savior's birth. That honor, as we know, belonged to a few nameless shepherds. Simeon and Anna found Jesus in the temple, the Lord's house, where they came to learn more of God's word and to join in worship with other fellow redeemed. Indifferent and thoughtless Christians sometimes ask, is it necessary to be regular in church attendance? Can't I be just as good a Christian by staying home and doing the best that I can? Well, it is still true what the Lord said to Israel. He says to us today, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. He's not talking about staying home. It was in God's house that Simeon and Anna found Christ. It is where he can be found today, if a church is faithful in proclaiming his word. Simeon and Anna were old. Their steps may have been slow, and they looked for excuses for remaining at home away from God's house. Well, they probably could have found many. But look at what they would have missed if they had not been in God's house. They would have missed Jesus. Well, you and I have lived through another Christmas season, and there was so much rushing around at times that we were almost swept off our feet. You see, we Christians are in the world and so often seem to be part of it. Have we found Christ anew in our worship? Have we sensed our sinfulness and the great love of God? Have we, like Simeon, taken up the Christ child in our arms of faith and thanked God for the greatest gift of all? Not only did Simeon and Anna find Christ, but they also shared this good news with others. The infant in Simeon's arms was his Redeemer. His hope was built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He, Jesus, made life worth living and death worth dying. But Simeon had more to say, specifically for Mary the mother. He declared that this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Simeon had become God's prophet, speaking God's word. He foretold what will happen to the infant when he will be going about the work which his father had assigned him. He is the Savior, the only Savior. Yet some will reject him. But this is not the fault of Jesus, but the people. They love sin and self more than they love their Savior from sin. Mary is informed that a sword shall pierce through her own soul, and that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Well, this prediction is not pleasant news, but it must happen according to the eternal plan of God. The cross will divide people into two classes. Those who praise the precious blood, and for those whom it has no value. You see, there is no neutrality before the cross. Anna, too, has a message. But Luke doesn't record the exact words. He merely states that when she saw the Christ child, she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all who looked for the redemption of Israel. Anna had found Christ. And now she speaks of him to all who looked for the redemption of Jerusalem. You see, much corruption had crept into the religion of Israel. But still God had a small remnant of faithful souls. And they were waiting for the coming of that great day when the Son of God would come down to earth to make atonement for the people's sins. God's appointed Savior had come down to earth in the person of the infant Jesus Christ. Simeon and Anna found the Savior, and then they proceeded to share him with others. Here's a living faith, a vital faith, a faith that isn't worth sharing, isn't worth keeping. That makes us reflect on our own faith, our own worship during this season. You see, we have been privileged to hear the Christmas story again. The goodness of God in sending His Son to become our Savior was a theme in all of our services. So let us share these truths with others. Let us love to tell the story of Jesus and His love. May the Lord grant us the same spirit that was in Simeon and Anna, who found Jesus as their personal Savior, and then eagerly shared Him with others. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. That in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.